enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week. Yes, it is the time you've anxiously been awaiting. It's the time, of course, for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting and the most entertaining. It happens to be the tastiest and most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. We can be talking about none other than Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true Theater of the Mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at... Thank you, Johnny, with the drums. We are at Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia. It is one of only two real homes that we have here in Atlanta. And this is truly a place of great minds, great cigars, fine social lubrication, and brilliant but witty cooking shows. It's right here. Cutter Cigar Emporium on Alpharetta Parkway. In Alpharetta, it's right off Old Milton Parkway, right off of 400. And for those of you in Israel, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but that's okay. You'll learn about it later on the show. Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce. They are the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. They're literally and officially the sweetest onions on earth. My friends, if it does not say real sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
You're right. And by Whole Foods, where values matters. And by Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta on Windward Parkway, it is your portal to the world of great times, world of great cigars, world of great friends you have yet to meet, and a world of great social lubrication. And for those of you in the wonderful audience here, I don't see a lot of full glasses, so please feel free to go up and see the person at the desk, get your card, you can get your wine, you can get your beer, you can get your spirits, and you will have, of course, incredible culinary by executive chef Eric with a K Holdo. And without further ado, let's give it up for Chef Eric. A little housework we have to do. Like to recognize two people in the audience today. That is Ryan and Tracy Loken, or Loken, right? It's still Loken. I didn't know with the feds and everything, the way you guys were running around all over the
nice,
country.
Really nice.
Well, we haven't seen each other in 20 years. You know, I mean, come on. But when we first moved to the Big Peach, we had an apartment in Sandy Springs, and it was a brand new apartment, beautiful, right down near the Chattahoochee. And we knew nobody, and they happened to be nearby, and with almost instantly, the she-beast became very good friends, and they loved her, and I kind of went along for the ride. And we had some of the best times down there when we first moved here, and we hadn't seen each other in 20 years. They showed up for the show today. Great thanks for coming out and making the effort. It's very, very nice. They've got two sons serving in the Navy.
Excellent.
And
thank you.
And that's awesome.
Awesome.
And one son was the Sailor of the Year for the 10th Fleet in Cyber.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think he got the brains from Tracy, and he definitely got the looks from his old man. So the two of them are very good-looking guys, so all you women out there that have extremely good looks and very hefty pocketbooks, contact me at Kevin at chefofthefatman.com. I'll hook you up. Anyway, it's great to... anyway, thanks for you all being here. And Chef Eric, it's great. Now, I understand you you came in on the red eye.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Could you drive from the airport if you were red eye? Do you have like a lot of alcohol or?
No, not gonna have that kind of red eye.
Oh.
I was on a very late flight from Seattle, or very early, depending on how you look at it. So, but I'm here.
Yes, you are, and we appreciate that beyond. Today is National Nougat Day for those of you who are interested, and for you spinach lovers, today is National Spinach Day, and for those of you who indulge in the evils of chocolate, It is National Chocolate Week. So, see, you know, this is what's great about America. You know, for the weenies, you give them a spinach day. But for those of us of girth, size, and great appreciation of fine chocolate, you get a whole week, as it should be. So celebrate it with great reverence, my friends. Go out and eat all the milk chocolate. Now I got to ask you, Chef.
Uh-huh.
What? No, dark chocolate is like the broccoli or Brussels sprouts.
Dark chocolate is the best chocolate.
No, it is not. No.
Yes.
No.
You're pretty much outnumbered, I think.
Well, that's okay. But listen, I was outnumbered in 2004, 2008. You know, so I've been used to being outnumbered. But being right is what's most important.
Yeah,
milk chocolate rules.
Not.
Dark chocolate,
nope.
Please.
Nope.
You've never heard of NESTLES. Nestle's makes the very best.
Very best
chocolate.
Processed crud. It's radio, so I would use another term.
Hershey's chocolate. I mean, a nice milk chocolate Hershey bar with some almonds in
crapola.
It. Ah, you heathen. Of course, it would figure that. Well, yeah, since they're not our sponsors.
Yes, yeah. I may change my tune, like any other politician out there.
Yeah, so that's
pay me, and I'll have a totally different opinion of your
By
product.
The way, on a more serious note, I would like to acknowledge the fact the passing of probably one of the most amazing women I've ever never had the chance or honor to meet, but truly, truly an amazing first lady with the passing of Nancy Reagan. And I worked very heavily in her husband's campaign. I actually got the honor to meet and shake hands with him. And to understand Ronald Reagan was to understand Nancy Reagan. And there was a bond there like no other. And I think it's only appropriate on this show, because of the freedoms that we have and because a lot of the success that we had because of him, I think it's only appropriate because, as he said, he was nothing without her. So I just wanted to make recognition of that, and moving right along. Now, Chef Eric, of course, when you come here, you always come up with something. This is the place where you love to, how should you say, tease and titillate the audience with amazing culinary that may not be seen elsewhere.
Yeah.
But here, you really put on the dog, as they say, and you're ready for it today.
Well, I hope so. I've got my brain's only halfway working at this point of the day, so we'll give it a shot. I've got
obviously you said dark chocolate rules, so continue.
Oh, that was the audience is supporting me still, and
that's
they weren't up all night.
Markel's easy on supporting you, you know.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What it is.
So yeah, we're working with some cool ingredients today. We've got some venison that was freshly harvested, freshly taken by John.
Yeah.
As he is the venison provider to the stars, I've decided.
Yes, absolutely.
Since we're the only stars he knows, and that's kind of a stretch.
Yeah, it really is.
And anyway, so he brought us some nice tenderloin that we're going to do an interesting thing to.
I have no doubt.
And we're going to do some egg rolls. We're going to do cabbage, onion, and venison egg rolls, and then make a Guinness dipping sauce for it.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, that's really...
It's kind of an Irish type time.
You need to try the Guinness to make sure it's up to snuff.
I will try the Guinness just to check it. Just,
please,
you know,
yes.
I don't drink, but, you know, just for... You have to when you're cooking. Yeah, it doesn't count.
You don't drink.
Not anymore. I quit. I did. I quit. Don't need it. Coffee. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, excuse me while the nose comes crawling across the counter and hitting me in the face.
It's totally true.
Oh, well, okay, so he's lost another vice. You know, shame on you. But anyway, no, that's very good. So this is going to be interesting. This is going to be a take. I don't think, has anyone ever heard of a venison egg roll? No, you've heard it first, right here on Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs live today. And, of course, the wonderful, the incredible Cutter Cigar Emporium, where social lubrication pairs with beautiful cigars. In fact, John, our resident expert, is going to be pairing some cigars for us later on. Of course, Chef, you can't smoke them now because you're going to be working.
Right.
But I shall do my part.
Oh, great.
To let you know how good they are, even though you wouldn't agree anyway. But anyway, what else? Now, you're going to do a lobster?
So I'm going to do lobster and crab meat fritters with a basil aioli dipping sauce.
Yes.
And then because I figured that's two fried dishes.
Yes.
So I figured I'd do something not fried. We'll do a pan-seared salmon with a citrus vinaigrette.
Wow. There you have it, my friends. Incredible recipes right here live and in your face and in your mouth, if you're fortunate enough to be here. Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, today live at Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta's, right off of Windward Parkway, off of 400. If you're not here, you're not getting the best of the best. When we return, Chef Eric will be stoking up the fires.